I'm going to squeeze in one more very special guest.
Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super.
Maybe it's two special guests on this week's episode. I'm joined across the desk by our resident movie critic, regular size Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez.
Good morning, Sean.
And like I say, two special guests, because it seems like we're featuring a little bit of Godzilla, the King of the Monsters himself, in that little theme there.
Yeah, it's a very recognisable roar that he's been using for the past 60 years or so.
Fantastic. Well, we're talking about the latest Godzilla reboot sequel, Godzilla King of the Monsters, on this morning's program. Kev, tell us a little bit about it.
Sure thing. So it's a sequel to the 2014 film Godzilla by Gareth Edwards, and this one stars Vera Farmiga, Charles Dance, and Millie Bobby Brown, and a family is split in half when the scientist mother decides to go rogue and tries to take down humanity using the kaiju's help.
Now, the 2014 film by Gareth Edwards, I very much enjoyed it when saw it in the theatres, very much enjoyed it. But on rewatches, I did have to agree with some of the criticisms that there was not enough Godzilla, not quite enough monsters. I'm a huge fan of the old Godzilla films, especially the really campy old Godzilla films. I really enjoyed them. So I would agree there wasn't enough Godzilla. This one seems to be making up with the addition of many more monsters, the main new trio being Rodan, Mothra, and of course King Ghidorah himself.
The false king. Yes, there's now going to be several more monsters joining the Monsterverse, although I think that they should have taken the approach done by Toho in the original, you know, in the 60s, by introducing each monster one at a time, me personally, because I feel like introducing all of them in just one big swoop, it sort of starts muddying the focus of, you know, who's supposed to be the main characters here, and how are they going to be setting up, you know, future movies with Rodan and with Mothra, if they've already been introduced here.
You raise an interesting point. Other observations, Kev?
Yeah, so this, despite being a sequel, actually features a majority of new characters. So you don't necessarily need to have watched the original film, because I think only two actors are reprising the roles here. So Sally Hawkins and Ken Watanabe, meaning that the characters are new. It's a unique story, because Gareth Edwards wanted to keep the original, well, not the original, but the 2014 one, having its own self-contained story. But here, I do feel that the characters are a little bit, well, they're a bit plain, they're a bit boring, and one of the main villains of the of this movie, I feel like he's probably riffing off Thanos a little bit too much, as well as not having a really compelling and unique sort of motive for wanting to destroy humanity.
Right, so the human character's a little bit flat, even when they're not being flattened. any other drawbacks?
Yeah, so I think that the movie does take itself a little bit too seriously. So I know that you mentioned earlier that you loved the whole wacky sort of vibe of the original Godzilla movies, and looking into it, and the aliens and, you know, cockroaches disguised as humans. It's crazy and wacky and fun, right? But with this one, it takes itself too seriously. Some of the CGI battles, they look great, but they're set in nighttime and it's dark, and none of the characters really have any sort of sense of humor. And I feel that perhaps if they just sort of lighten things up a little bit, try to sort of take itself a little bit less seriously, sort of like the Marvel films, then I think that it could have been a bit more of an enjoyable film, at least on the human level.
I was looking forward to seeing if Mothra did include the original plot points of the first Mothra movie, which was she was basically trying to rescue 2 6-inch-tall twin sisters that used Mothra used to sing to Mothra, and they took him to Tokyo, and that was a very bad idea because Mothra came after him. So, you know, like I say, very, very campy old films. But the monsters themselves, sounds like they look rather fantastic.
Yes, let's face it, Sean. Why do you want to go watch Godzilla?
Look, it's for the Godzilla.
For the Godzilla? Well, great. You've got Godzilla. You've got every other monster that Toho originally released. If you want to go watch monsters duking it out, I think the final battle itself goes for nearly 15 minutes. It was intense, right? As much as I disliked the human characters and the human plot points, the CGI and the monsters fighting amongst each other was fantastic, and I really enjoyed that aspect of it.
Well, Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Regular size Kev there. The latest Godzilla, Godzilla King of the Monsters. Don't go see it for the plot. Don't go see it for the humans. But go see it for the Godzilla, for the monsters themselves. I think you'll be pretty much set if you're a big, big kaiju fan like myself.